Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We're all about real news and great conversation. We just finished one of those conversations with former U.S. Ambassador to the Republic of Angola, Cynthia Eford. My big, big thanks to her, not only for her service, but sharing some of her wisdom and time with all of us this afternoon. We have some breaking news for all of you. It looks like the state's biennial budget is indeed in the crossfire. Budget negotiations have broken down. They are at a, quote, impasse. Those negotiations have been going on for the past few months with Governor Evers' office, as well as Assembly and Senate Republicans. They had reached agreement on cuts, income tax cuts for the middle class. Hey, that's a good thing. Some income tax relief for certain retirees. But Republicans can't find their way to, fund childcare, properly fund public education, as well as our university system here in the state. They don't, I guess, want to keep higher education affordable for regular Wisconsinites. That's what's broken down. They don't want to invest in childcare, public education, and our university system. I just do not understand it. And the statements coming out from the MAGA regime and our state government are simply a wee hard to swallow, if I may say so myself. This is from Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu and Senate Joint Finance Committee Co-Chair Howard Markline of Spring Green. They said this: since April, we have engaged in good faith negotiations with Governor Evers and his staff to establish the outline of a bipartisan state budget. Unfortunately, those talks have reached an impasse. Both sides of these negotiations work to find compromise and do what is best for the state of Wisconsin. Of course, for the MAGA regime, that means tax breaks for rich people. However, we have reached a point where Governor Evers' spending priorities have extended beyond what taxpayers can afford. Saying this while we sit on a $4 billion surplus just sitting in the general fund, I don't know, Lemahieu and Markline, maybe spend a little bit on public education. Maybe make the investments in our University of Wisconsin system that Wisconsinites deserve, so that we can all, if we want to, go to university and afford it and not end up riddled with hundreds of thousands of dollars of student debt. They continued, the Joint Committee on Finance has successfully crafted three consecutive budgets that were signed by Governor Evers. We are confident that the legislature will pass a responsible budget that the governor will sign into law. That's my technical commentary on it. Here's the statement on the budget impasse from Speaker Robin Voss and Assembly Finance Co-Chair Mark Bourne of Beaver Dam. We would like to thank Governor Evers and his staff for engaging in good faith negotiations to try to reach consensus on large portions of the state budget. We remain open to discussions, blah, blah, blah. It's just so frustrating. It shouldn't be this hard to do what middle class people need. We need really good public schools. We need more mental health access and treatment for our young people. We talked about that today on the show. We need our university system, the crown jewel of the Wisconsin education system, which used to be a huge source of pride for every Wisconsinite, regardless if you got a degree from a UW system school or not. They don't want to fund our universities. They don't want to pay for childcare. How are you going to have workers if the workers can't afford the childcare? They're not talking about the federal cuts to the Department of Education. They want to, what, not fund public schools here enough? Absolutely unbelievable. My big thanks to my colleagues, Luke Mathers and Dan Schaefer, for breaking this news and sharing it with me so that I could share it with each and every one of you. It is Wednesday, and I always like to promise you a little over the hump and Trump on Wednesday afternoons. We got a little time to do that, a little positivity in the middle of your week and mine, I may add. And my positivity this week is happy Pride, everybody. I am so excited that it is Pride Month, and I am very excited to share with you all that Civic Media will be walking in the city of Milwaukee's Pride Parade. It is one of the longest running Pride parades in the country. It is huge. It is so much fun. The weather looks chef's kiss fantastic for this Sunday. So if you would like to see me and a bunch of my colleagues from Civic Media walking in the Pride Parade, give us a wave, maybe catch some beads and candy. Come on out. It is in the near South Side, the fifth Ward, Walker's Point area, the near South Side of Milwaukee. I think step off is at, 1 o'clock, but get there early, stay late. Basically, everybody who wants to have fun together in the entirety of southeastern Wisconsin will be in the Pride Parade, including yours truly. Pride Fest kicks off Thursday. That is tomorrow, June 5th, at the Summerfest Grounds or the Henry Meyer Festival Park. There's Ride with Pride. It is a huge Harley-Davidson ride that will kick off on June 7th this weekend. I have been in that motorcycle ride. Mom, turn off the radio. She gets nervous when I get on the back of people's motorcycles. Yes, I have done that Harley ride. It is a bunch of fun. And in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin this weekend, the 9th annual Open Door Pride Festival. That's going to be on June 28th, a little bit later. The Sheboygan, we had a fabulous guest, Leah Hibble, on from Sheboygan. She sits on their school board. They're going to have a Pride picnic also on June 28th. Fabulous activities occurring all across the state. What else we got? The Big Gay Pride Market. I love this one. That's going to be in Madison on June 13th, 14th, and 15th, where you can shop at more than 200 queer and queer ally vendors over 3 days. Sun Prairie's Pride Fest, June 28th. Fox Valley Pride on June 21st. Wausau, June 7th. I'll keep sharing these upcoming events as we move through the month. That's going to do it for me. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it is always better when we stand together for pride. Have a good one, everybody.